In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Second goal. Gainwell breaks the tackle right there of Burks and goes in for six. His second touchdown reception today.
Yeah, I was you never know when you never know what's going to come, and but I was, you always have a little jitters first time going back all year. So, but I was, when we're running the ball the way we were, and then a couple guys made a couple of nice plays on third and extra long, Darnell on that check down, Kenny on that kind of that flare route. So, I mean, two defensive touchdowns right when we needed it the most was huge. So, and we ran the ball really well. I barely got touched. So offensive line, you know, hats off to them. It was a lot of fun.
No bigger story in Pittsburgh sports right now than the quarterback situation. Mike Tomlin will speak today to local and national reporters at noon, and you can listen to that and the reaction right here on 93.7 The Fan. And we should get some clarity, you would think, but sometimes Tomlin will keep you in the dark. It wouldn't shock me if Tomlin said something along the lines of, we're going to leave the light on for him, or we'll leave the door ajar, or we'll let practice participation be our guide. That would all be good news, though, because Schefter said yesterday that maybe he could need screws and plates, and the Steelers were trying to rule that out yesterday. So if there's participation being the guide, that would mean he's not getting surgery. So mm-hmm. That would be good news. We're just giving you a guide mm-hmm. on how to read between the lines for Tomlin. But there's so much meat on the bone here. So I'm going to throw a bunch of questions out there to the people, and I want to make sure we're on the same page and that they know what page we're on, and then we can chat about it at 412-928-9370. If Rodgers is cleared to play, we expect him to play, yes?
Yes.
Okay, we're on the same page there.
Uh-huh.
I don't see Tomlin denying that old warhorse an opportunity to go into Chicago.
If he's cleared to play, like, Tomlin's going to leave it up to the doctors.
Right.
If he's cleared to play, he's going to play.
If the doctors say, hey, he's going to be 70%, but he's not going to re-injure himself and he can go out there and play, Tomlin's playing him.
Yes.
There's no doubt about
nope.
that.
Nope.
Does anybody disagree with that, first of all? 412-928-9370. I don't think you bring Rodgers in to put him on the shelf if he's available to go.
Correct.
Another question then. If he goes and he sucks, can you bench him midway through the game?
No.
I don't think Tomlin would.
No.
I think if Rodgers is named the starter, he finishes the football game unless he clearly gets injured worse.
Yes.
Like, poor performance would not be a reason that Tomlin would yank him from the game, because he's had so much success in Chicago. He's won four MVPs. We have seen Rodgers at times this year, you know, have really good spurts and not so great spurts over the course of a game. And I think Tomlin's going to bet on his guy to, if he starts poorly, to turn it around and get things going at some point. That's why I think he was so disappointed with that Chargers game,
uh-huh.
is that Rodgers never turned the corner.
Right.
And that's why I think Tomlin was so terse in the press conference, because he always thought that the other shoe would drop and eventually Rodgers was going to hit a guy and the offense would get going again. I also think you could invite all kind of issues if you bench Rodgers.
Yeah, there's no chance.
No. So we're on the same page there. That all being said, if Rodgers is like 70%, I'm playing Rudolph. for a myriad of different reasons. Rodgers has struggled the last six quarters, but, you know, I don't think he's done. I wouldn't mind him getting unplugged, taking a game off, healing up a little bit physically, healing up a little bit mentally, get that mental health day. And he's in his 40s. He's going to turn 42 in December. I think you need him down the stretch run to get you into the playoffs and potentially win a playoff game. And I think if he's nowhere near 100%, because nobody's 100%, he won't be. He broke his arm. I don't think that the juice is worth the squeeze there, if that makes sense.
I would look at it like this. I need Rodgers against Buffalo. I don't need Rodgers against the Bears.
I agree with that, too.
That's how I would look at it. If he's 70%, I would probably be like, you know what? If we tack on another week of rest, you're probably going to be, your percentage is going to go up regardless. We don't need you as much this week as we do next week against the AFC opponent.
Because you feel like you could probably beat Chicago. Because I think they're, I love Ben Johnson. I think they're all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Like they're, I don't look at them as a team that's as good as their 7-3 record indicates.
I agree.
You know, the point differential's bad. Their strength of victory is among the worst in the NFL. Like, if they had to impress the College Football Playoff Committee, Chicago Bears ain't getting it.
Right.
285 is the winning percentage of the team that they beat. Meanwhile, the Steelers, it's 459, which doesn't sound good. It's actually among some of the better in the AFC and in the NFL. Like, Chicago's done it, smoke and mirrors. They've lost to good teams. They've beat bad teams. And full credit, that's a huge step for them. I mean, they were just losing to everybody as recently as last year, including that debacle on Thanksgiving, which was a laugh-out-loud moment. A negative point differential, bad defense. And if you do lose the game, guess what? It's an NFC game.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any re-injury risk, if you think he can't protect himself, if he's not going to be as effective, I'm going with Mason because I do believe in him enough as a backup quarterback. I wonder how people feel. Johnny and Farrell, who has been blowing up the text line, now he's going to grace our presence via the phone. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, fellas. Hey, let's go back to coaching, right? In times of crisis or in times of hardship, that's where the opportunity is, right? Our country was founded on guys that outflanked, you know, the most powerful army in the world. You got to zig when they zag. When they got the answers, you change the questions, right? Roddy Piper. So the Steelers need to come out and protect Rodgers. Now, how do you do that?
Paul Revere warns them that the Bears are coming. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And then you have a sense of urgency, and you play with an up-tempo, and you get them on their heels, and you get them tired, and you can run the jumbo out of it. And just attack, attack, attack from all angles. That's how we have to do this now. That's our opportunity.
Well, I'd be shocked, okay? Johnny, because they haven't done a lot of the up-tempo stuff with Rodgers. He'll get to the line fairly quickly because he likes to survey the scene and do all his checks and all that good stuff. But if they
how do you protect from having a pocket that's collapsing down on you? Okay, you make it not the issue. The pocket doesn't matter.
Well, that's why they've been getting the ball out of his hand quick, Johnny. What I'm saying is, if it's Rudolph, you're not going to see it at all. Like they're not going to do that.
I think, you know, an aging 32-year-old Jim Kelly took 14 to the Super Bowl. You doing it? So I don't understand. There's a precedent there. Ben did it. We don't win two Super Bowls without the no huddle. I guarantee it. Go back and watch the tape.
Ben was the youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl. This quarterback is he's closer to AARP.
The quarterback is almost inconsequential.
I think if you're trying to draw an analogy, Johnny, it should probably be with the 2015 Denver Broncos,
yeah,
where you use the brain of your quarterback and run the football and lean on your defense. Mm-hmm. If Rodgers keeps playing the way he has the last six quarters,
mm-hmm,
he was obviously better before that. 412-928-9370. Boy, did we ride a roller coaster there with our guy Johnny.
A little bit.
We go back to the forefathers. Now we're talking Jim Kelly. We land on Peyton Manning in 2015. How about that? 412-928-9370. You want to weigh in on the quarterback conversation, you can. Hopefully we get some clarity from Tomlin today at noon. But I'm guessing we probably won't get much. Actually, pay attention to this space at like 11:30, because that's when the insiders are probably going to break all the stuff. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Johnny kind of hit on another problem, though. Like, regardless of quarterback, they got issues on the offensive side. We'll get into that a little bit more, too, and we'll take your calls. Jason Lock and four at the bottom of the hour. The Ravens, not all that impressive in victory, but a victory they got nonetheless.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Steelers offense put up just 20 points against the meager Bengals defense. This after its worst showing of the year against the Chargers. How much of that is on Rodgers? I mean, Rudolph only put up 10 in the second half against Cincinnati as well. He matched Rodgers' first half output. How do you feel about the offense, and what do you want to see the Steelers do at quarterback before we hear from Tomlin on number 8, 412-928-9370. People blowing up the text line saying that Johnny and Laurel, who we love, he blows up the text line all the time. He has called every show multiple times and said the Steelers' key to unlocking their potential offensively is running the no huddle. Now, that was a big talking point at the end of Ben's career, because the only time they moved the ball under Canada.
Whatever, yeah, he would run things.
He would run things.
Up in the dirt.
Like, we've seen good stuff. Like, up until the last two games, it's been, wow, the offense has been better than expected, and the defense has really dropped the ball. Now the defense is trending up, and the offense is going in the pooper. I'm not sure no huddle is the solution. Steelers also have the worst time of possession in the league, and I think you might even want to go the other way on that. Mm-hmm. Maybe, I mean, if it's Mason, they're going to rely on the running game, and if it's a compromised Rodgers, which I guess it would be, you're probably going to rely on the running game. Here's the thing with Rodgers, though. You're going to have to go all out of shotgun. Like, I don't think you're going to – well, I guess it depends if he's braced or what.
I just don't – I don't feel like a brace would aid well to going under center. I think that it would just be off a little bit. Hand wouldn't be right.
Yeah, so
you
gotta
have to go in shotgun.
You got to go shotgun.
You have to.
You know, Caboli was like, well, the pressure's not on the bottom hand. If you only have a top hand and you don't have another hand, let's just play it like this. If you only got a right hand and I'm playing quarterback and you're snapping the ball under center, ball's going to fall to the ground. You need the second hand.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. All things to factor in. It's why I would go with Mason on Sunday against Chicago. And that stinks because I did want the whole, and maybe it will still be Rodgers, but I wanted the whole pomp circumstance of him going back to Chicago and him shoving it up their backside and him throwing a touchdown pass and doing the discount double check and then throwing shade after the game. And I'll say this too. The atmosphere in Chicago would be off the hook if Rodgers plays.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's Rudolph, still be a great atmosphere. It's a tough place to play. Steelers haven't won there in forever. But it's not going to be the same. Like, imagine that place.
Oh, my gosh.
How deafening that place is going to be if Rodgers plays.
They hate him.
They hate him, as they should, just the way Browns fans have hated Ben all these years. Let's go to Rob in West Mifflin. If you want to talk about no huddle, we're hanging up on you. Hi, Rob.
Talk about no huddle. Why would I talk about that?
There you go, Rob. What's up, man?
Pepper callers, man. I've been telling y'all, man, Artie Smith is the problem, man. I don't know what he'd be calling. One time in that game, I think it might have been Mason. It was four guys crossing each other in the middle of the end zone. Like, I mean, it's simple, man. I don't see no 5-yard hitches. I don't see no 3-yard. You got to steal some yards in the beginning of these downs, man. I see that every other week. I mean, every week with every other team except the Steelers.
You know what? Trey said it earlier, Doran, that they started calling more man-beater stuff in the second half, and it actually worked. Like that Roman Wilson play, They diagrammed it on TV. That's a great play call. It's a good concept. I think if Mason has a full week to prepare as the guy, you're going to see probably a different game plan.
You'll see a different game plan, and he'll take more shots. He'll take more deep shots, and that may aid well. It may not. He may put the ball in harm's way, but you will see a little bit different offense. But I think it really comes down to where is Mason putting the ball, and who's he giving it to? Like, and he did that well whenever he went in on Sunday. And that's to the checkdowns on the running backs and the tight ends. Like, that's what he's going to do. So, big plays, I don't know. Maybe he may hit one more than Rodgers does, but he's going to put the ball where it needs to go. And sometimes, you know, if you want to do the checkdown game, it works. Sometimes it won't.
They're still going to want to get it out quick. Rodgers is going to get it out quick. It's what he did last year in New York. But they're scheming that, too. And I don't even know that that's the wrong thing because of the offensive line. You would hope by this point in the season you'd have more faith in the offensive line to hold up in pass protection, and maybe you did a little bit against Cincinnati, but you have stiffer tests ahead. 412-928-9370. One of our favorites, Dave in Delmont. Hi, Dave.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Sure, man. What's up?
Hey, I don't know if you guys have noticed. I could be wrong, but in the last three games, Rodgers, even when he's not pressured, he's like seeing ghosts. I mean, if he doesn't get that ball out right away, he starts to panic more than like a normal quarterback. I don't know if he's just tired of getting hit, but it just seems that that's the way, I don't know, that's the way it looks. I don't know if you guys seen the same thing.
What do you see? Because I have an opinion on that.
I see him not as confident in the offensive line and staying upright as he probably wants to be, clearly. But what quarterback is, Dak Prescott is. I mean, look at their offensive line sometimes. But I see him antsy, and I think that that's where the errant throws comes in, and I don't think he's as confident in guys getting open. And he wants to anticipate throws. And, like, back in the day, whenever you watch Aaron Rodgers, when Jordy Nelson was there, when, you know, even Donald Driver, and what's the other guy that's on the ESPN?
Devontae Adams,
and, what's the number? 85, he's on Fox Sports. Oh, my goodness, it's going to really bother me. Him. He was anticipating throws because he knew they were going to get open. I don't think he trusts the receivers of the Pittsburgh Steelers outside of maybe DK, and sometimes DK doesn't get open to really be able to just let the ball go and them catch it. What is his name? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Is it Greg Jennings?
Yes.
Greg Jennings is on Fox? Yeah. I missed that.
He's been on Fox. Jeez, that bothered me.
Welcome to my world. That's me every other segment, big guy.
Man.
We got Jason Lockenfora coming up in a few minutes. I forgot what we were talking about there. Oh, yeah.
In the pocket.
I don't know that he's scared. I think he wants to make plays.
He wants to make plays, but nobody's getting open. And then usually he's used to guys like, all right, whenever they hit that 1-2 out of their break, they're going to be open. I'll be able to throw it whenever I know that their head's not even turned yet. Now he's like, oh, I don't know, or am I going to throw a pick?
I think he's writing checks with his brain that his body can't cash. Like the sack for the safety against the Chargers, I think he thinks he's doing the right thing there. I'm going to extend the play. I'm going to make a damn football play. And then he runs into his own guy, and the rest is history. And I think we saw that against Cincinnati, too. He is leaving clean pockets, though, these last couple of weeks in particular. And I think it all does come down to nobody's getting open, and then you're feeling pressure that's at times not there because the pressure's been there all year long.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to put that on Rodgers, fine, but I think mostly it has to do with the guys around him, Now, Mason will stand in there longer, I think sometimes to his detriment, actually. But that is the difference in the two guys. We'll talk to Jason Lockenfora coming up next. Ravens won, but not in a super impressive fashion, and Lamar didn't play well. Is he concerned? Also, an outsider's opinion on Rodgers and whether he's cooked. We'll talk to Jason about all that coming up next. Segment was brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. I think Jason is just really passionate about Veterans Day, Doran. Taking a second consecutive Tuesday to celebrate the troops.
Maybe.
Maybe he forgot about us.
Maybe.
Maybe he's intimidated by our Marconi success.
Maybe that too.
Or maybe he'll call in any second now, and we will talk to him about the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not impressed with Baltimore. I mean, look, Cleveland's defense deserves a ton of credit, and that's a different unit at home beyond the road. And there were a lot of empty seats there, but the people who are going and watching that Browns team, they brought the noise. They were passionate. Then there's that uplifting moment for a second there when Shador comes in and it changes the energy. So tougher than just, oh, we're going on the road and we're playing a bad football team. I get all that. Lamar looks off, dude. He looks off. He didn't practice on Wednesday last week because he was dealing with stuff. And he had just come off the injury. You said before he ever got hurt, you thought he had lost a step.
Yep.
He absolutely looks that way now. And he was making laughable decisions left and right. And he was kind of doing the thing where at times was trying to get rid of the ball too early.
The only thing is that, I mean, they have the Jets, the Bengals, clearly the Steelers, the Bengals again, which probably Joe Burrow will be back then. He might be back at the Bengals first time. Then they had the Patriots, Packers, then Steelers. But so the next like 2-3 games, they're probably going to win.
Agreed. Now, I will amend my old Joe Flacco take where I said, what is Joe Burrow really going to do that's going to help them win games when the defense has been historically bad? Well, the output you saw from the offense the three prior games for Cincinnati until this Sunday, I think that's what you would expect from Burrow week in and week out. And Flacco finally had a little bit of a clunker and the offense got shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I think with Burrow, you're getting more consistent quarterback play.
Yeah.
Where 4 out of 4 games, he's going to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you might accidentally win a shootout and maybe you'll win one against Baltimore if he plays on Thanksgiving. Do I have a lot of faith in that? No, probably not. And that's kind of the rub on Baltimore. They weren't impressive this weekend for all the reasons listed at the top of the segment. But they don't play anybody. And you don't got to be impressive because you're not going to be tested.
Right.
Like they scraped and they didn't win the game, but they didn't lose the game either. And they've now dug out of their hole. And I don't think that the Steelers are going to lose this week. I don't think Baltimore is either. And it's going to come down to those two games, man. Like, this division's going to be decided because the two are so close now, one game apart, by those two games. And you better win the first one. Like, you better win the first one. If you win the first one, you might be able to render the last one meaningless. But whichever team loses that first division game, it's going to be an uphill climb the rest of the way.
Because mm-hmm.
I look at Baltimore's schedule, and it gets tougher at the end of the season, but unless you take care of your own dirty work, ain't nobody going to take care of the dirty work for you. That's
right.
What was apparent. I don't know what to make of the AFC either, man. Like, I don't know who's the best team in the AFC.
man. I think Denver's a fraud, too.
A fraud?
I do. I think that they're a first-rounded out type team.
You ready for my favorite statistic from earlier? Denver, strength of victory, 357. Same kind of deal. They're beating up on bad teams, and hey, that's good. New England hadn't played anybody. Indianapolis, same thing, 361. Right. And those are the three teams at the top of the conference. Buffalo is still Josh Allen and Josh Allen alone. Kansas City, I thought they had figured it out, but this might actually be their off year. It really might be. But I don't feel like the Steelers are in great position to take advantage of the AFC.
No, they can't
either.
Take advantage. Right. It just doesn't look good.
I don't know. Water gun to my head. Best team in the AFC. Indy?
Maybe.
They've been most impressive in their victories because they've kicked the snot out of everybody that they beat, seemingly. But, like, do I really have faith that it's going to be the Indianapolis Colts in an AFC championship game?
No.
They got Daniel Damn Jones. And Bo Nix, I think, outperformed Patrick Mahomes on Sunday, but he has not been as good as he finished last year. Like, to your point about them being fraudulent, like, he doesn't look like a guy who's on that linear path of success. And that's fine. It doesn't always work that way, but he has not been overly impressive.
What about New England?
See, they ain't played anybody, but Drake May looks like him. Like, Drake May is better than Bo Nix right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Drake May's top five quarterback in the league right now. So I think I'd take New England over Denver in a head-to-head. Where you play these games is going to matter a lot whenever every team's flawed. Like, Denver's offense hasn't lit the world on fire. New England hasn't played anybody. Indianapolis has Daniel Jones. The Steelers, it depends on which Sunday, but they've got a flaw. Buffalo's Josh Allen and nothing else. The Chargers just got absolutely throttled after putting together a great defensive performance. Jacksonville, I mean, they don't do it for me.
No.
Houston's brutal on offense and their quarterback's hurt, but they're great on defense. Kansas City's great on defense, but the offense has left something to be desired. And Baltimore's beat up on nobody, and when they've played somebody's, they've gotten killed.
I just think if Cincinnati or if Kansas City sneaks in, it's Kansas City's to be had.
I mean, there's no way I'd bet against them.
No.
None.
They just know how to play in the playoffs.
They do.
They play. I mean, they know when to turn it on. And
it does look like the first year that it's not going to be a Arrowhead Invitational, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be hosting a game because I just don't see them making up all that ground on Denver, especially having lost them. Their schedule's real tough. Indianapolis, then they take on Dallas on Thanksgiving. Dallas looks stouter up front with the pieces that they added at the deadline. They might be able to turn this thing around. Then you got Houston, which is an NBC game that's going to be a dogfight. Then the Chargers. They got Denver again. At least this one will be at Arrowhead. Man, I don't know if they... I would agree with you. I think if they make the playoffs, how do you bet against them? Mm-hmm. I don't know that they make it.
Right.
I don't know. And they play Houston this Thursday, right? Or did I just... I got that wrong. Houston plays Buffalo.
Buffalo, yeah.
That's a big one. You almost... See, as a Steelers fan now, I want Buffalo to beat Houston.
Knock them down.
Because the Steelers could backdoor their way in with Mason Rudolph into a wild card spot. We've seen that one before. All right, good stuff there with Jason Lockenfora. Coming up next, I got another James Franklin opinion I want to run by you, if that's okay.
Yes.
And so I shall. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We thanked all of you last night at the Drum Bar at Rivers Casino for helping us win the Marconi. Andy, our web guy, just came in and said I gave an uncomfortable speech. Thank you, Andy, for those kind words of encouragement. I appreciate that. So we thanked you last night. Now we need your help. Doran is craving barbecue. Text us barbecue joints at 412-928-9370. We got to get this man some meat.
Yep.
Some smoked meat.
Yep.
What are you feeling? Brisket, pulled pork?
Yep.
All the above? A little cornbread?
Yep.
You like coleslaw?
No.
Oh, I love coleslaw.
Nope. Nope.
Baked beans?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Potato
salad.
Oh. My all-time would be potato salad.
Baked beans.
Baked beans.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, you're just... Coleslaw, too, though. I like the coleslaw. I like to get a bite of the coleslaw on there with the brisket.
Some brisket. Moist brisket.
Need to be moist.
And
needs some... Needs to be moist. I need my plate to be wet.
Half rack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And...
Keep talking.
Some maybe pulled chicken.
Oh, a little pulled chicken.
Throw some barbecue sauce on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I'm good. I'm great.
Sweet barbecue?
I like to mix it up. I put different barbecue sauces on each meat.
That's pro stuff right there.
Yep.
That is pro stuff right there.
And then with a...
You know, I like the sausage, too. The
sausage is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I will go with a link, but to wash it down, Arnold Palmer.
Ooh.
Yep.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Half and half.
Mm.
No doubt.
You like it straight half and half. You don't like it to be...
Straight half and half, baby.
I like a little bit more tea than lemonade.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So 60-40.
Yeah, they call it the Crowley.
So 6-7.
6-7, yeah.
They call it the Crowley.
I think that's probably going to be Virginia Tech's record next year, 6-7, Doran. But then after that, I think they explode.
Who's their quarterback, Drones?
Yeah. He's got to be gone, right?
Yeah, he's probably gone.
I feel like that guy's been there for 75 years.
I know. But they'll probably get a transfer.
Yeah. I don't know resource-wise how they are, like with NIL and stuff like that.
I'm sure it's pretty decent.
I mean, they just paid a lot of money to this coach, you would have to think, to come in, James Franklin. I think this is a better job for him than Penn State. They haven't won. They have one season, dude, of double-digit wins since 2012. Before that, they went, I'm counting, 8 consecutive seasons of double-digit wins. I don't think you need to get Virginia Tech to the college football playoff every single year the way that the expectation was at Penn State.
No, you could be like Pitt.
Yeah.
But maybe, yeah, maybe a little bit. The expectation may be a little bit higher, but you
well,
could
the
be
price
like
tag's going to be higher, so you'd hope for more than
for
that.
For more than that, but I'm saying, but ACC every other year. Championship.
Absolutely. And then every, you know, if you go, yeah, every other year, 2 out of every 4 years, you're contending for a college football playoff. And then you see if that success begets more success, and then perhaps the goalposts move. I mean, that's a little bit what happened to him at Penn State, if not a lot of it. But I think you've got a hungry, passionate fan base down there, but one that can be satiated a little bit easier than the Penn State fan base.
Yes.
And I think he's going to absolutely rock. And I cannot wait. I wish the game was at Acrisure next year, though. I cannot wait for Pitt, Virginia Tech next season already at Lane Stadium.
It was insane down there last year.
They got a great fan base.
It was insane because that was the first time I ever been there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just looking straight up at both sides of the stands.
That's the thing.
And hearing that, oh, my goodness. I can't imagine what it's going to be like next year, especially if it's for something. Say it's the last game of the season and it's for – a championship? Oh, my goodness.
I think Pitt and Virginia Tech are going to be huge rivals now.
I can't wait.
I think that'll be their ACC rival. And I think college football is better when programs like Virginia Tech are good. Like, programs that have had some historic success, that have great fan bases, that are regional teams. I like it when they're good, even though I hate them with a burning passion. All right, I'm gonna tell you some of these barbecue joints off the air.
Okay.
Yeah, help you out.
All right.
Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 42, 85% chance of rain.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.